Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, we're going to return to the breaking news that the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, is to take up a role at the World Bank and resign from Cabinet. We're joined on the line by Dublin Lord Mayor Ray McAdam. Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, why are we talking to you? We are talking to you because you are a close associate of the departing minister.
Yeah, well, I just want to wish Pascal the very best in his new role. And I suppose as not just as Lord Mayor, but as a friend and a colleague, to thank him for his work and his leadership over the last 20-odd years. I've worked with Pascal since 2007 as a staffer and then as a public rep, working with him in the constituency since 2009. And I think he has made an immense contribution to both party, community and country. And I think if I had to sum up Pascal in three words, it would be sort of prepared, principled and patriotic.
Now, did you have any intimation that this might be coming?
I'd spoken to Pascal in the last day. To say I was surprised would be an understatement, but it's also, I suppose, Pat, recognition of his talents and his contributions that the World Bank wanted him as managing director and chief knowledge officer. I think someone who has interviewed him over many years, I think you would recognise as well. He's been an intellectual powerhouse. He is someone of his significant seriousness of purpose. Full of intellectual rigour, but more importantly, a deep sense of public duty. So I think it's not surprising that an organisation like the World Bank wanted Pascal for his talents and for his abilities. And it's their gain and our loss.
There's no question that the abiding impression that everyone would have of Pascal Donoghue, certainly in media circles, would be he is Mr. Calm. He does not get excited. Even when he can be irritated by something, the irritation tends to be expressed in a mild way rather than in a pugilistic way.
I think that's the thing. Pascal was always very resilient. He listened. He listened to people, and then he made up his own mind in terms of always considered what others had to say, considered the advice that was given to him. But like I've never met anyone in public life who is as well-read as he is. Like when you consider all the work he was doing from a policy position in various departments and ministries, that he was still turning out all the book reviews in the Irish Times and things like that as well. And I think he brought a rare mix to Irish politics. He was big ideas, hard work, but he is thoroughly decent. And like he always did his homework. When Pascal was doing media, even from the early days, he was always prepared. He always did his homework and he made the tough calls, but he never lost the run of himself. And I think that's where, if you look at his term in finance, particularly in public expenditure and Department of Finance, I think he helped take our public finances from crisis to stability. And he has given Ireland real clout at the heart of Europe in his three terms now as president of the Eurogroup.
The question for you is, are you going to run for that job for TD in Dublin Central?
Well, that's something I'll have to talk to both with family, friends and supporters. I'm not going to give you an answer at this today, a direct answer to that question today, Pat. But it is something, look, I would say is that I've served the communities of the North Inner City for 17 years. I've been privileged now to be elected as Lord Mayor of Dublin. And my priority at the moment is to continue doing this job to the very best of my ability. It's a job I've loved doing, and it's a job I will continue to do, to the best of my ability. But in terms of any by-election or Leinster House or anything like that, that certainly is something that I'll talk to family, friends and supporters about in the coming days.
But I presume if your party calls upon you to run, you will run.
I have never, when my party has asked in the past, I've always stood up to the plate.
All right, so I take that as a yes. All right. Lord Mayor, thank you very much for joining us on the line. That's the Lord Mayor of Dublin, Ray McAdam, who has worked with Pascal Donoghue for many, many years.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.